I know some of you are on hold. We'll get to some of your phone calls about the mess with the Miami Dolphins. Get to that coming up. But right now, let's take it to, hopefully there's not going to be a mess in Miami with Virginia Tech on Saturday night. The Hokies trying to end this two-game skid. Bill Roth joins us now before he calls both basketball and football this week. My friend, I'm finding this football program to be at a very interesting crossroads in the season where there's still time to leave it on a good note, but also still time to leave a bad taste in people's mouth.
3 weeks left. If they don't turn the ball over, they can have a great finish. But they can't turn the ball over four times a game. I thought the last 2 weeks they played really good football, except for the turnovers, which sounds so crazy. But they did a lot of good things, but it doesn't matter if you don't win. And they gave two games away, and that's really discouraging. However, they know they're catching a Miami team that they think they can beat. And if they can win these next three games, they'll win the division.
I don't know if you've had a chance to talk with Logan Thomas, but
I have a lot.
Over the past 2 weeks, has he talked about getting out of rhythm, pressing too much, getting away from his mechanics? What has it been with Logan over the past 2 weeks?
Well, the Duke game, he didn't play well. The BC game, he was incredible. He had a career high in passing. He's asked to do everything. I mean, someone told me today, if Logan was a running back, he'd wave to come out because he gets hit so much. I mean, again, this past week, what did he have, 410 of the Hokies' 420 yards? He's doing everything, and he can never come out of the game. So he gets hit a lot, and he's just turning the ball over. He throws a perfect pass, and the receiver deflects it high in the air, and it gets intercepted, and it gets run back. That's not on him. And I think that he played pretty well at Boston College. He did not against Duke, but the bottom line is when you throw an interception, whether it's a receiver dropping the ball and it goes to a DB or whatever, it still goes on the quarterback's record. And that's par for the course when you play that position.
And by the way, I'm not one of those yahoos who believe that he should be benched. I think that is just totally insane because you're right. He's all they have on offense. But I guess the situation boils down to right now, as you said, don't turn over the ball. Get what you get from the offense. And hope the defense carries you the rest of the way.
I thought, they've run the ball better the last 2 weeks than they had all season. And obviously, when you look at the game Stanford had, he caught the ball great. I think the tight end is getting more involved in the offense. He had a 56-yard field goal and a 47-yard field goal from Jurnell. So he's probably over his heebie-jeebies. I think if the Hokies don't turn the ball over, they'll beat Miami. And only because I think Tech's defense can cause more trouble than Wake did and Carolina did. And Miami had a hard time moving the ball against those two teams. And Duke Johnson is out, their top rusher. The quarterback's got a strained Achilles. If the Hokies, let's put it this way, if the turnover battle is even, how's that? If it's 2-2 or 1-1, I think Tech will win.
And crazy enough, we get the two quarterbacks that have thrown the most interceptions in the ACC this year meeting on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And look, I'm with you, and I know where people, it's very simplistic to say don't turn over the ball, but I think a lot of people's problems, it's impatience right now. They think that there should be more answers when you weren't going to get certain answers this season. Am I fair in saying that?
I think the standard is very high that any loss is a bad loss here, and that's not a bad thing. I think that's a good thing. If Virginia Tech loses to Miami, that's a bad loss. And when the Hokies lost to Alabama, people were down. That's the way this program is supposed to be. But this team specifically doesn't have great experience at the skill position, and it's not getting anything out of its running backs. And it's a work in progress under a first-year offensive coordinator. And you can see what they're trying to do, tweak things around a little bit. Against Duke, the Hokies in the goal line put Derek Hopkins from Richmond at fullback. He's a defensive tackle. And try to smash it in there. It didn't work. Against BC last week, Hokies get the ball on the 3-inch line, and they're in the shotgun, and with four wides from literally 4 inches away. And so that shows you what they think the strength of this team is and what they think they can do. And they had to throw the ball in on fourth down and goal. Thomas flipped the ball to the tight end, who was wide open. And that's more of that's two things. Number one, Tech's inability to score on goal line. And secondly, BC is good up front. And that was one of the strengths of BC's team. They're two defensive tackles, and they had about five of them in there on their goal line. But I think this team is what it is. It's not a great running team, but it's a good passing team. It's an elite defensive team, and hopefully that'll be enough to win three more regular season games and get to Charlotte.
Saturday night against Miami, and that will be telling if they can get to Charlotte. Got Miami 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 910. Bill Roth on the call. How big of a hit is it against Miami to lose Duke Johnson?
Well, you know, Crawford came out and played really well against the Tar Heels when he had to. Miami came down and scored in the final minute. And so that was Dallas Crawford's real explosion nationally. Miami always has great players. I remember when McGahee got hurt and they brought in James. It just, they've always had great running backs. But I think Duke Johnson's an elite back. And you wonder where Miami is psychologically. Coming into this season, they had so much on the line. They felt really great. They opened with a victory over the Florida Gators. That is huge for Miami. Then they beat the NCAA. That was even bigger. So now they're scot-free. No probation. Done. They basically walk. And then they're undefeated going into November. They go to Florida State and they get waxed. And they lose Johnson. So you wonder where they are psychologically. I think, we've played Miami every year since I've been here, and so I know an awful lot about the psyche. When they come to play, they're really hard to beat. My hunch is they want another shot at Florida State, and we're going to see a really good Miami team.
Yeah, and we're
going to I don't think they'll be down. No, I wonder a little bit about their psyche.
I agree with you, and we're going to have Al Golden on tomorrow, and I'm going to pay him this compliment. Everyone always looks for changes in a program to see where things are going. I thought that Thursday night against North Carolina, where they had the penalties stacking up, they lost Duke Johnson, they lost Dorsett, and they battled back, and they didn't fold. I thought that was really telling about the job Golden's doing down there.
He's doing a great job. In fact, Coach Beamer mentioned he sent Al a note a couple weeks ago that he's done a great job recruiting. You know, he inherited that probation. He had no idea this was happening.
Yep.
When he took that job. If you recall, I mean, they fired Randy Shannon. Miami had, there was not a sniff of any NCAA irregularities when he took that job.
Yeah, remember, everybody thought he was going to bolt to Penn State. Everybody thought he was going to get the heck out of there.
Well, it's interesting. Had he not already been at Miami, Al Golden might be the coach at Penn State.
Yeah.
But instead of Bill O'Brien or somewhere else in our league.
But he didn't ditch Miami. That's the point.
He did not. And you can see they're a really well-coached team. They got really good players. But, you know, when I watched Morris play against North Carolina, I saw an awful lot of Ja'Cory Harris. And you know, he's like Logan. When they throw the ball to the right team, they're really good quarterbacks. But sometimes they throw the ball to the wrong team, and that's what we got to do. We got to get Morris running around a little bit and thinking about his Achilles and thinking about James Gale and thinking about Daddy Nicholas and thinking about that pass rush. That's going to be key. Miami's They're shaking up their offensive line for this week. They're moving their right guard to tackle. They're moving the backup right tackle to guard. I think that's out of a sign of respect for Tech's pass rush. And we'll see how it goes. I'm always excited to go down there and play. It's usually a big game. It's always a violent game, hard-hitting, fast. And it's a fun game to watch. It's a really fun game to broadcast.
7 o'clock Saturday night. And last time I checked, you are a man of many, many talents. But Bill Roth, who's calling basketball while you're calling football? Because I know you can't do both at once.
No, we're going to bring in a gentleman by the name of Matt Chazanow, who's going to do our Virginia Tech USC Upstate men's basketball season opener. And Matt works with us at IMG, and he's basically the University of Pittsburgh's backup guy. So he's done a lot of Pitt Panther basketball games and some big games over the last 5 or 6 years. So Matt will be on the call Saturday.
All right. We'll have both Hokie basketball and football for you right here on Sports Radio 910. Safe travels. Give my best to Mr. Burnup.
We'll talk with you next week, buddy. Thanks.
You got it. Bill Roth joining us on the Cowan Gates Roth Report.